This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rigbrandt on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. We are red hot and rolling this Saturday night, March 22nd, 2025. Let's go around the room and say hello to everybody. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I don't know. I took a shower earlier, and then I realized it was only Saturday.
Okay. Mike, how are we doing tonight?
Better than Walter, apparently. No, I'm doing great, brother. Thanks.
Outstanding. Anyways, this segment of the show is sponsored by MammothNation.com. Go to 75radio.org and then click on the Mammoth Nation link. Get yourself some good deals by some patriotic companies. Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including the Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged women of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, New York's strongest, and those living on Long Island in the 2nd Congressional District. As always, we want to remember the members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Fortunately, this week we have no names to read off. Be safe, one and all. And at the top of the hour, we have a guest tonight. His name is T.S. Dixon. He is a husband, father, businessman who wrote the book, The Woke Mind, Viruses of Wokeism, Liberalism, Leftism, Globalism. It's available for purchase. Go to tsdixon.com. Mr. Dixon, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Good. How's it going, everybody?
Outstanding. Mr. Dixon, you wrote the book. Tell us what the book is about.
Yeah, the book is about the mind plagues that are trying to destroy Western civilization, which you just named off, liberalism, leftism, wokeism, and globalism. And I'm trying to educate Western countries about these threats and inform people. You know, the social engineers have withheld the information from us about our history, about these groups, about their origins, founding fathers, ideologies, their core beliefs, their tactics. And so I'm trying to bring people up to speed, fast track them as to what they're dealing with. You know, they're seeing crazy stuff like, you know, the kindergarten teacher trying to transgender their 5-year-old, or they're seeing, you know, this crazy stuff they're spending our tax money on, like condoms for Hamas or gas stations in Afghanistan no one's using, or transgender musicals in Peru. And we're just seeing all this waste, abuse and fraud, or we're seeing these endless wars. And, you know, I don't see a lot of people connecting the dots for people about why all this is happening. And so that's what I wrote the book for.
Okay. Where did you come up with the ideas of these ideological sicknesses, wokeism, liberalism, leftism, globalism? I mean, there's a whole bunch of other things, but how did you come up with these four so-called sicknesses?
Well, I've been active politically for 20-some years. I've been an avid researcher and then a news junkie, consumer of current events and whatnot. And so as I've studied this stuff, I've you know, obviously we're dealing with the left versus right paradigm in the West, especially America. But in democracy, you basically always have one side against the other. You have two sides, and they form a coalition. And a coalition is a collection of groups. And so on the right, there's a collection of groups, and on the left, there's a collection of groups. And so I was trying to understand the rationale and the mindset behind the left, the modern left, and all of the insane stuff that they're trying to push on society over the last 20 years. And so I studied this stuff and put the puzzle together and realized that it was really, this information was dramatically being withheld from the public, especially globalism. I feel like people have no idea about globalism, and it's probably the largest threat to the West, even a larger threat than wokeism. And so I felt like I needed to do something. You know, I was inspired by what Trump and Elon were doing, but mainly I was pushed into this by when my wife got pregnant with our first child. I just realized I had to step up and do more, and I had this research. I needed to put it out there for the public to try and make people aware of this. And if you look at like Trump, for instance, he was politically active for 50 years before his first term in 2016. And he had no idea about what I'm talking about in the book, about globalists, about the deep state, Rhino Republicans, about the depths of the corruption. And so he walked into a hornet's nest, a snake viper den, and, you know, he got impeached twice. They spied on his presidency. They did endless special counsel investigations. Russia. They stole an election from him, released COVID on his watch. And then they tried to bring up that he was still winning elections even after all that. So they tried to bring him up on false charges, convict him of all these fake felonies. Then that didn't work. So they tried to kill him twice, and all because he didn't know what he was up against, who he was facing. And so I realized, you know, I need to put this out there, not just for the United States, but all these other smaller and mid-sized Western countries like Germany and UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, South America, Mexico. I mean, we're all up against this. It's a huge threat, and we need to raise the awareness about it so we know how to fight back.
Okay. You mentioned the social engineers. Who or what is it, the social engineers that's pushing this crap?
So basically in the United States, liberalism was founded by a guy named Herbert Crowley, who wrote two books, The Promise of American Life and Progressive Democracy, around the 1900s. And he became a huge influencer and an advisor to FDR. And he even moved to Washington, D.C. to be a senior advisor for him. And then another guy, John Dewey, who was a philosopher and educator and a psychologist, he wrote a bunch of other papers, and so did a guy named John Maynard Keynes. And so these guys came up with the theories, the economic theory, the political theory, and the education theory around liberalism. FDR took these ideas and put it into practice when he was elected in 1932, and thus we got liberalism in the United States, which is just the theories of Karl Marx and Friedrich Nietzsche contextualized for an American audience of Christians, Jews, and Catholics. And so that's what liberalism is. And a big concept that Herbert Crowley and John Dewey had was social engineering and also the use of education for what they called a social consciousness, okay, which is nothing more than indoctrination. You know, it's hard to convince adults who live in the real world that Marxism is a good idea, but if you can sort of fudge and fake it and then indoctrinate kids with it, it's a much easier go. And so that's what they did. And part of that was withholding true information from us and, you know, K through 12, but instead replacing it with indoctrination from their ideological, you know, set of beliefs. And so that's what's happened for the last 100 years. John Dewey took over the education system in the 1930s, and we've been in a Dewey education. I mean, in fact, you go to any library, they have the Dewey Decimal System, and that's from John Dewey, who was the forefather of liberalism. And he created the social engineering for the school system. But you also had Bernays that applied these same principles of psychological manipulation to the advertising, to media, and to the arts in Hollywood. And so the liberal establishment has been performing social engineering and withholding true information from the public for 100 years at this point. And those are the names. Those are the forefathers.
Wow. Now, We know who's doing this. Obviously, you know, the media, the education system, the so-called deep state. How do we stop these folks from pushing this garbage on us and our children?
Well, every Western country has got to do the same thing. It's called three words: massive institutional reform. We have to take our countries back. We have to take our institutions back, and then we have to reform them for good, and then we have to punish the crimes that have been committed. And every country in the West that wants to revitalize has got to go through this process. Luckily, in the West, you know, in the past 5-6 years, we've really gone through that reawakening experience and like realizing something is wrong, something really bad is about to happen. And so there's been a big push and movement, and we've swept Trump into power. And that's been the reclamation. He's reclaimed the White House, the Congress, the courts. And now he's going through his reform process. But his reform process right now is, an executive level. It's got to get into law, and then they've got to get the Department of Justice involved. And we've got to have massive reform.
So, okay.
You know, we're in the middle of that now.
All right. Hold that thought. When we come back, we're talking with author T.S. Dixon here on 75 Radio. Also, people burning Teslas and Scoops having a good time. Stay tuned, everybody.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
Hey, we are back the 22nd of March. Scoop staying with Walter Urquhart, Mike Ray Grant, and author T.S. Dixon. As usual, I hogged up most of the first segment. Walter, I'll turn it over to you. Do you have any questions for our guest, Mr. Dixon?
Sure. Questions, comments. you're talking about informing people about this, the woke virus. And, my co-hosts are well-versed in what I say about white bread America. They just don't understand. They just don't know. They're just not educated or informed.
Yeah.
And what they see on the social media in the past, like I said, 20 years. And most recently, this woke term came up out of nowhere, pretty much. We used to just call it idiocy, but now they call it woke. And it's we see politicians, the chameleon, Joe Biden, and people underneath them were kind of trying to be your neighbor, that they can talk about the system and laugh at the system and make stupid comments about, the opposition and such. And some people, they think that's cool, buck the bureaucracy, and then go collect your welfare check kind of thing. But I really do agree with, a lot what you said about informing even, the European countries, the Western European countries and such, because you know, we're not that far away. You know, there's an ocean between us, but, you know, we could get there in 3.5 hours now. So I understand that people just need to be informed that it's a bunch of crap is what it is. And once people inform themselves and not just watch social media all day and these news shows all day, I mean, do your own research and you'll, you know, people will figure it out. And you putting the book out, it should be part of their research. It's certainly going to be my research. I'm going to look into your book. My question, yes, well, not so much a question. My question is going to lead from this. Every president that comes in, you mentioned that Donald Trump really didn't know what he was getting himself into. You know, I think a whole lot of them don't have a clue what they're getting themselves into. You know, they just wing it for the first year or two or three. And then if they get a second term, you know, they can hide winging it, you know, much better. You know, everybody talks a big game about what they're going to do when they get in office, you know, and then nothing. You know, we go back as far as Clinton that we just saw this past week, you know, with where they were trying to Clinton and what's his name, Gore, were trying to cut back on waste. And then Obama was trying to cut back on waste, but it never evolved. But now, Mr. Trump is probably the first president in many terms that knows what he's doing before he got into office. I think that's why they tried to kill him, because he knows. You know, now he knows.
Yeah.
You know, my question to you is, what do you see in 4 years from now? You know, we're going to have all these woke people running for president, and we're going to have probably J.D. Vance is going to throw his hat in the ring for, you know, the Republican nomination. And he'll most likely get it. But where do you see it going should Mr. Vance not get in?
I think there's a few things that will happen before our 4 years happen. I mean, we are in a time when, you know, decades are happening in a week. I mean, the amount of events that are happening right now in a condensed time frame is just monumental. So I think the first thing is that before we get to 4 years, before the midterm elections, Trump has to get his whole agenda through legislatively, which means he has to take all these executive orders he's you know, signed and get them passed into a law that's signed by both houses of Congress and that he signs into permanent law. That has got to be done within the next 2 years, because typically in the midterm elections, the president loses their majority in the Congress, and then they're legislatively compromised and they have to move to the center, or they have to compromise on their agenda. And these guys are so rabid and so frothing at the mouth against him that they will handcuff him, and then they will go after impeachments and try to remove him from office if they regain the houses of Congress. For sure they will. So we don't actually have 4 years. We have 2 years, and we're 3 months in. And the other thing that has to happen is Pam Bondi, who is his DOJ, I hope she's not Jeff Sessions Jr., because right now that's what she looks like. And if she doesn't get with the program and get educated on what she's up against and start prosecuting and investigating these criminals that Elon Musk and others are exposing every single day of the week, then we're in big, big, big trouble. So she needs to get with the program.
I get that, you know, I agree with you 100%. I think the rest of us agree with you 100% that, you know, anybody coming in to the job that's new. Okay. Now, you know, you brought up Ms. Bondi. Absolutely. You know, she's winging it. I personally think she can be good, but she has to let herself be better. All her focus right now is on this Tesla thing, you know, people blowing up Teslas and burning Teslas. And, you know, it's just a diversion. You know, that's all it is a diversion.
It's terrorism. You know, it's terrorism. Yeah, it's domestic terrorism. I think she should address it, but I think she needs to have an army of prosecutors out there going after all the crime.
It's just pulling the curtain over what Doge is really doing. So I think she needs to go ahead and not worry about the Teslas. They're going to burn. It doesn't, no matter what she says, 20 years, 30 years, put people in. She needs to focus and get to the heart of the matter why Teslas are being burned, and that's the Doge. She needs to, like you just said, she needs to start prosecuting the people that were throwing money, you know, out the window and landing in their friends' pockets.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
until that happens, we're screwed, in my opinion.
The Teslas, you know, the guys are almost the first trillionaire in history. It's nothing to him. It's like me throwing a nickel out the window. So, you know, it's not really hurting him. He's losing money, but, you know, he's not losing a lot compared to what he's worth. What's losing is all the people that build these cars and engineer these cars. That's what's losing. So if she starts going after those people that have accepted the money through, like we said, the USAID, then you'll see things start to stop because somebody's funding all this crap. And you got to follow the money before you can find the criminals.
But she's bungled the Epstein release already. She's going on Fox News every day, every other day. If you look at the other ones, like RFK Jr., Elon Musk, these other, they're hitting the ground running. They're Tom Holman, Christy, they're ready to do the job. They're prepared to hit the ground. They're running. And Pam Bondi, I don't know what's going on there. I think, you know, that's the most important position that Trump appointed, and we've got like this Barbie doll, and I don't know that she's up for the job. And if she's not, he needs to replace her quickly. Because if that person in that role does not start to prosecute and use the power of justice against these people that have broken the laws of our country and oppressed and stolen and committed fraud and major crimes and felonies, our country's in really huge trouble because there's a whole group of them that are all in collusion together. And that's what we've been up against. That's what Elon's exposing. You know, he was on Rogan, and he said, I can't expose any of these other crimes that I know about because they'll kill me. They'll murder me. And he's, you know, dead serious. He's got, 14, 15 kids now. He's dead serious. So I hope we get to 4 years. But the task at hand that we're under, I mean, America is at stake right now. And these people are so serious. I mean, they're talking about trying to inflame civil war conditions. These are senators talking about stoking civil war conditions. So I just don't know that people understand how serious the situation is. Thank God Trump got in. We're on an altered time. Thank God the assassin's bullet missed him. But the task that he and his team need to complete, I mean, this is where wars are fought now. They're really not fought on the battlefield. The wars we have now are money-making wars. That's just for globalists to make a lot of money and steal money from taxpayers. That's what the wars are about. The real wars for freedom and the free world are fought like what we're talking about in the White House right now. I mean, he's fighting that war every day there.
Okay.
Mike, unfortunately, we had to silent for half the show. Do you got anything real quick for our guest?
He nailed it. The real fight, the real war occurring, the revolution that's actually occurring in America right now is occurring in the House of Congress and state legislatures, local legislatures, places like that.
Outstanding. You got any questions for our guest?
No, I just want to say thank you for writing a book. I'm looking forward to ordering it and reading it, and I'll definitely be in touch after because I'm sure I'll have a lot of questions. But God bless you, brother. Thank you for writing.
Right, Mr. Dixon. Before we go to break, where can we buy your book?
You know, you can get the book on Amazon. You can get the hardback, paperback, or Kindle there. Or if you want the audiobook, it's available on the website tsdixon.com.
That's tangosierradixon.com. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about idiots burning Teslas. Also, tough guy Tim. And Charlie Duff, is he trying to be the new spokesman for 7-5 Radio? Anyways, we come back. We'll have Mr. Dixon join us. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former Justice Department spokesman Attorney Mark Weaver says there's a good reason the DOJ is proceeding with caution in bringing possible criminal charges against officials who may have committed crimes during the Biden administration.
Well, let's remember that the other branches or the other departments in government, the Interior Department, the Treasury Department, they can get a lot done without the other branches. But the Justice Department has to go to the judicial branch to get something done.
And he says Attorney General Pam Bondi has been slow to bring charges against some who may have committed crimes.
So unlike the other departments within the Trump administration, the Justice Department has to get everything right because they're interacting with both of the other two branches.
Weaver was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, Sudan's military has now retaken the Republican Palace in Khartoum. Despite that, the larger war continues to endanger Sudanese in Darfur as well as other regions. Correspondent John Gambrell.
The RSF has taken a lot of territory in western and southwestern Sudan. That includes the Darfur region. And there's concerns on both sides, the military as well as the RSF, that they're committing atrocities. The UN is warning that aid supplies are being looted and that hospitals remain under fire, making this war that much more dangerous for the civilians caught in the middle. And it's still going on.
And nearly 2 years of fighting has claimed the lives of at least 28,000 people. Two firefighters have been killed, hundreds of people evacuated from their homes in North Korea as emergency teams struggle to contain more than 30 wildfires burning in the country. Officials say the culprit really is hot, dry winds. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Patrick was way...
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am I a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerku and Mike Raybrand and our guest T.S. Dixon, who decided to brave the elements and stick with us. Mr. Dixon, I hope you are strapped in because this is going to be a bumpy ride. Anyways, I'm going to turn it over to Walter to talk about the situation with Teslas. Walt, take it away, sir.
Well, it's stupid. You know, it's 2020 all over again. You know, the Democrats are letting these people, you know, run wild in the cities. They're funding these outbreaks of burning Teslas, keying Teslas, and they're getting caught one by one. You know, I'm watching on one of the YouTube stations where, you know, John Cusack is saying, you know, we have to stop Musk. You know, everybody knows who John Cusack is. And he's dressed like he's a Benihana chef. You know, he's got a black hat or a band around his head. He's wearing a black shirt. He's as pale as his ghost. And that bandana that he's wearing is like pulling his eyes to look like he's Japanese. You know, these are the woke people that we have to be leery of. You know, I'm not necessarily afraid of them. But it's so obvious what they're doing. And it just started after Mr. Trump decided to have a red Tesla in front of the White House. I didn't see anybody burning Rubicon Jeeps when Joe Biden was driving around in them or pretending to drive around in them 4 years ago in front of the White House. So, you know, I was talking with Mr. Dixon earlier. It's a diversion, all this crap, blowing them up and burning them and keying them and selling them. And, you know, 6 months ago, that was the thing of the future, you know. And, you know, they were all wanting to buy Teslas, getting deals on Teslas, you know, and, you know, electric. Now, you know, they're burning out the guy that is employing, you know, 100,000 people on various degrees in his businesses. The guy just pulled two astronauts out of space. Who the hell can say they did that? So why are they burning these Teslas? They're just stupid. You know, they want to bring down Elon Musk. I don't think you're going to bring down Elon Musk. He's not going to quit. He's not going to go away. It's just a horrible, horrible thing what we're going through right now. And we're just watching these idiots act like idiots. You know, you got people putting Toyota stickers on their Teslas driving around because that probably will fool the fools that are burning these Teslas down. You know, I don't know what else to say. It's just a ridiculous thing that they're doing. It's so childish. And look, if you got nothing better to do, you're probably one of the people that were getting money from USAID and not anymore. So, like I said earlier, got to follow the money to get to the crime, to the criminals. And it's a shame. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
Right. Mike, what say you? Who's paying these people to go burn these cars? Because this is your wheelhouse.
I mean, it's the same NGOs you'd expect, right? The George Soros kind of connected ones and the ones connected to the Democrat Party and by extension through them to USAID. So basically your tax dollars being funneled to these groups to commit domestic terrorist acts. So no big surprise there. I mean, you had Schumer was on, I believe it was CNN or something like that over the weekend talking about it and inspiring them to move on. You had all the usual cast of characters from the far left right now getting out there and trying to, you know, motivate these people and get them moving to do more. Because, again, Mr. Dixon was right. It is a revolution. You know, they are trying to, like, affect some kind of a civil war, you know, but they're just not that coordinated. They don't have that kind of coordination. They don't even have that kind of real, you know, message. You know, their message is just hate this or hate that. And that's not a rallying cry for an army. You know, it's a rallying cry for the disaffected and the mentally ill that want to go out and commit acts of terror just to commit acts of terror, you know? So, and that's exactly what you're seeing with the Tesla, with everything they've done since 2020, since even before that. You could go back to the 60s and see all kinds of domestic terrorism, the Weather Underground and everything else, and then all the way up to now. You know, this has been around a long time. It's just kind of like the fruits coming to bloom now, I guess you'd say. You know, and we're seeing it live.
Right. Mr. Dixon, what's your thoughts on these idiots burning cars?
Well, I think it's a great sign. I think it's a fantastic indicator. You know, Elon, what he's doing is he is going straight. He's, you know, he's a brilliant businessman, runs multiple, you know, multinational organizations. So he gets the internal operations of how these things probably work. And brilliant with AI and software. So they're going in and identifying and exposing all the funding routes for these complex, you know, fraudulent scams that's funding the political machine of the globalists and the liberal order and the woke agenda. And he's just laying it bare and exposing it for the fraud that it is. And he's cutting off pipelines of cash that these guys have depended on for, you know, tens of years. And so he's threatening their money, and you're seeing a lot of, even Bill Gates has been shutting down organizations, Soros, all these guys. And so what they do is they activate their foot soldiers. You know, they never do anything themselves, right? They have to look above reproach. So they send in the goons and the thugs and the foot soldiers in to do their dirty work, you know, the mentally deranged. And they pay, like you're saying, they pay these people. So the fact that Elon is being attacked like this is a great sign. He is probably one, I would give him the number one blue ribbon prize along with Trump for most effective reformer of government. Keep going, Elon.
Yep, keep on going and stay safe. Hopefully Secret Service and his personal protection detail will keep him safe. But anyways, moving right along since we're getting short on time. Mike, I'll give you this one. Governor of Minnesota Tim the Tough Guy Wall says he can kick most of their asses concerning Trump supporters. Mike, we had a couple choice words for Governor Walz in August. What say you about him saying he can kick most of our asses?
This is just the clown being a clown. You know, he's in the circus and he's performing. That's all he's doing. This guy couldn't kick anything's ass, you know. And the only thing that's really terrified of this guy is probably a male horse that doesn't feel like being sexually assaulted. He's such a ridiculous person. And he's doing what he's paid to do, right? He's going out and he's trying to inflame the foot soldiers and make it look like bravery and everything else. Meanwhile, this guy ran from friggin' combat. He abandoned his people. You know, he's a complete ridiculous, I don't know what he is. He's just a clown. He's just an awful, awful, awful person. He's just a really ridiculously bad person. And, you know, him kicking anything's ass, not going to happen. I mean, we all know the guy who talks the loudest is the last one to start swinging. When the swinging starts, that guy runs, you know, and that's exactly what he's going to do. When the chips are down, this guy's going to run, just like every other time in his life. So, right. Not impressed. Don't care. You know, I just wish he'd fade back into obscurity where he belongs. You know,
right.
Leave the horses alone.
Right. Walter, do you think Governor Walz can break some necks like you?
No. You know, my kid, you know, right, the nail on the head when it comes to this clown character. You know, he is a clown. You know, the way he acts, the way he does things. You know, he's got these tampons, you know, Tampon Tim. You know, I don't know if he's trying to shake that name to be Tough Guy Tim instead of Tampon Tim. But either way, you know, the Democrats have the wonderful gift of picking, you know, a-holes like him to run for vice president, you know, to run on the ticket for vice president. I mean, you know, look, Obama, you know, Al Gore wasn't no freaking wonderful thing. You go back to Walter Mondale. They always managed to pick vice president instead of useless. And very, very, he's a very stupid man. And Mike hit it again. You know, the guy's a chicken shit, excuse me, but I had to say it. He is, you know, when he talks tough, and then when it's time to go overseas, you retire. So that, you know, he's useless. I can't see anybody following anything this guy says, you know, except, of course, you know, Gavin Newsom. You know, I'm pretty sure that they might become butt buddies pretty soon. You know, they're so tight on the podcast circuit. So,
Mr. Dixon, are you worried about Governor Walz going to kick your ass?
Well, you know, I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I think you read the headline wrong. I thought he said he was going to stick everyone's asses full of tampons if they come to his schools up in Wisconsin. That's what I read. Only the males.
Right. But, yeah, we talked about that August and also January the 4th. I did a show at a party, in at somebody's party, and Walter wanted to know if I was using the bathroom with the tampons in. But anyways, we all know he's a joke. He's not gonna kick anybody's ass. He'll probably keel over if he does. I mean, we called him Elmer Fudd before he started attempting to load that Beretta shotgun. And anybody that knows anything about Beretta shotguns, they are one of the easiest shotguns to load. I had the experience to load them, and they're very good shotguns.
He was trying to load them with tampons. You got to load them with shells, man.
Right. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about Charlie LaDuff tariffs, and also, is he trying out for 75 Radio spokesmodel position? Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
In the spirit of 1776, here's your chance to own a piece of history and show your commitment to liberty and justice. Introducing the beautiful, high-quality leather wallet, crafted with precision and pride, featuring the official Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association bronze badge on the inside. This isn't just a wallet. It's a bold statement of your values. Made with premium leather, it's built to last, just like the principles of our founding fathers. Don't wait. This is a limited edition. Once they're gone, they're gone. For $760, you can carry the spirit of 1776 with you wherever you go. Visit CSPOA.org to secure yours today. True patriots, don't wait. Get your CSPOA leather wallet now and join the movement to honor our Constitution and protect our freedoms. The badge and wallet for the CSPOA is a symbol of membership and should be used to indicate that affiliation rather than for any official or professional purposes.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, we are back. Of course, during those very important commercials, I was looking at the Instagram account of the 75 Radio spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at DanellaRodriguez.model on Instagram. Anyways, final story. It's a twofer. Our buddy Charlie Duff, who hosts the No BS News, was doing a story about tariffs. It turns out that there is tariffs in Canada of American products. Tariffs on butter, 300%. Tariffs on milk, 270. Cheese, 250. Chicken, 240. This is 240%. Eggs, 150%. So on and so forth. And also, they have two major ports on the east and west coast of Canada. They get these products and goods made from China and Europe. They bring them in into Canada, and they ship them right to the U.S. and no tariffs on that. And anyways, if you go to 75radio.org or go to nobsnews.com and see this great report, it's just amazing. You know, all these so-called economics here in the Beltway talk about how bad tariffs are. Well, tariffs have been killing this country for years. So anyways, let me do the round robin real quick. Mr. Dixon, what say you about tariffs? Should we enact tariffs on our allies that we trade with?
Absolutely. You know, if a country's going to levy a 200% tariff on us, then we should, it's only fair we, you know, serve them with a 200% tariff right back. You know, and it's funny, in Mexico, they have the drug cartels, in the fentanyl cartels, but in Canada they have the egg, cheese, and milk cartels. And they basically have a stranglehold on the wimpy Canadian government to protect their interests. And Canadians are paying double, triple what we're paying for milk, cheese, and eggs up there because they won't let us export to their country. And so, yeah, I love what you said. You know, they're whining about tariffs if Trump puts them in place. But if any other country puts them against us, oh, that's A-OK. So, you know what? I love reciprocal tariffs. I recommended it in my book before, you know, Trump was even elected. So I love that that's his policy. I think it's brilliant.
Right. But anyways, moving right along, the same clip, Mr. LaDuff is on the Ambassador Bridge connecting Detroit to Windsor, Ontario, and he's wearing a bunch of clothes, including a hat made out of beaver pelts. Anyways, Mr. LaDuff would join us, but he's suffering from frostbite as he removed all of his clothes except for his hat on the Ambassador Bridge. So anyways, I was looking at the clip, and I said, this looks familiar. You know, somebody on a structure overlooking a body of water. I was like, wait a minute. Our own spokesmodel, Danilo Rodriguez, had a beautiful picture that we used for the archives. So I'm thinking, did Charlie do this bit on the Ambassador Bridge to try out to replace our 75 radio spokesmodel while making a very good point on tariffs and the need for tariffs and going after Canada for this more or less thievery or what? What say you? Is Charlie trying to replace Denal as our spokesmodel?
I want to know if there's a tariff on beaver hats.
I don't know, because that hat was made in the U.S. of A. And, you know, yeah. if Charlie said he got naked on the Ambassador Bridge, guess what? He got naked on the Ambassador Bridge. But anyways, so if you go, again, if you go to 75radio.org, there's a picture of the very good looking, very in shape Charlie, who's a man, you know, of a certain age. And under that is an even better picture of
I'd much rather see Danilo's beaver pelt.
Nice. All right, Mike, what say you? Did you look at the clip of Charlie on the bridge?
Yeah, I thought it was, it's awesome. And listen, you know what? Charlie's a rock star. It's just and that's just further proof he's a rock star. You know, he just can't replace Danilo, but we can add him to the ranks along with Danilo. You know, he could be the male spokesperson, male spokesmodel.
Negative. I mean, if our female fans want to look at a male specimen here on 75 Radio, they have looked no further than Peter Scoop Stanton. But
nipples.
You know, they actually, you know, they're not trying to turn themselves off, trying to turn themselves on. So I think that that definitely wouldn't be the way to go.
Nice. But anyways, thankfully for the people of Motown, the hat that Mr. LaDuff had did not fall into Lake Michigan. Anyways, so we're going to keep Danilo as our spokesmodel. And speaking of which, I had a discussion with another friend of the show, and she wanted to become the spokesmodel. I said, negative. I said, Ms. Rodriguez is the one and only spokesmodel for 75 Radio, and if she decides to hang up, then guess what? We'll have no more spokesmodel. But anyways, moving right along.
And if she decides to hang up a beaver pelt hat, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, finally, yesterday I went to a place called Ned's in Herndon, Virginia, to watch the band Under the Covers, and I swear to God, it was a family reunion. I knew almost everybody in the joint. The band, they'd play hits from the 80s and 90s. Of course, I listened to stuff from the 50s and 60s. I was upset they didn't play any Mountain, Grand Funk Railroad, or Quicksilver Messenger Service. But when I left last night after 1 o'clock, it took me about 20 minutes to say goodbye to everybody because everybody was there except our spokesmodel because she was on the other side of the county hanging out with other people that I know. But anyways, I can't thank Alessandra Griffith, who's been huge the supporter of the show, for putting this all together. I can't thank the band for everything they've done for 75 Radio. They're huge fans of 75 Radio. And, you know, look forward to the next event. Speaking of which, we got a couple things coming up. I got a big announcement on the 1st of April. everybody's going to be thoroughly surprised. Also, April the 7th is our 7th year anniversary. So we're going to have a special show on the 5th, doing more of this. And we're still going to do what we do best, do the best radio that we can. Anyways, before, last couple seconds, let's go around the room. Mr. Dixon, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners on 75 Radio?
No, I just, you know, stay involved, stay active politically. And, you know, if you get a chance, pick up the book. It's on Amazon, The Woke Mind Viruses, or tsdixon.com. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Our pleasure. Mike, what say you? Got any final thoughts this fine Saturday evening?
Yeah, it was great to have Mr. Dixon on. I'm definitely going to order the book. I recommend everybody does and read the book because it sounds like it's really a great roadmap to understand what's really happening now.
Outstanding. And finally, Walter, do you have any words of wisdom for the staff of 75 Radio and the family that is part of 75 Radio?
Yeah, just you know, do what the doctor said. Take your penicillin until it runs out. Because you were at that St. Patrick's Day party last week, right?
Yeah, but I behaved, unlike yesterday. Well, yesterday, I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody had a little too much to drink, and somebody took off their pants while the band was playing. But anyways, both those instances was courtesy of yours truly, and I'm no longer allowed at Ned's establishment in Herndon, Virginia. But I had a good time, and luckily I remembered to put some undergarments, unlike Mr. LaDuff, who's on the Ambassador Bridge without the hat. But anyways, so of course now we're not really.
Well, Mr. Dixon, the difference between you and Charlie, the difference between you and Charlie, he could have let go of the hat and it would have stayed where it is.
Right. Like I said before, Charlie would have came out, but he suffered from a severe case of frostbite. Anyways, Mr. Dixon, what's your thoughts on 75 Radio? Is everything as cracked out to be?
Yeah. You guys are a blast. I had a great time. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. We do the show that we want to do, not what other people think we should do or tell us to do. You know, we're uncensored for the most part. We try to adhere to FCC regulations for the most part. Until Walter and or Mike and or Charlie decides to drop some off one of the seven dirty words you're not allowed to say on television. But also,
First
real
Amendment, come on.
Well, we got rules and regulations. We got the FCC. Anyways, real quick, Foxtrot uniform goes to the county of my I live in. I got an 8-year-old car. Well, 2 years. I got a bill in the mail. They did an audit for a personal property tax here in Virginia. And I owe him another $200 on my car, which at the time was 8 years old and over 100,000 miles on it. So this county, you know, all Pinko commie, the America hating phonies, the $300 million short. So again, they go after the working people. So, you know, me and my so-called box of crap, as Mike likes to say, had to pay an additional $200 and penalties because they said I didn't pay enough tax. Anyways, well, that's what you get for living in a Blue County. So, for Walter Yuki, Mike Rickbrandt, and T.S. Dixon, this is Peter Scoop Standard reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.